hour in a dingy little Western railroad station was indeed extraordinary. The close of her debutante year had been marred by the only unhappy experience of her life, the disgrace of her brother and his leaving home. She dated the beginning of a certain thoughtful habit of mind from that time, and a dissatisfaction with the brilliant life society offered her. The change had been so gradual that it was permanent before she realized it. For a while, an active outdoor life, golf, tennis, yachting, kept this realization from becoming morbid introspection. There came a time when even these lost charm for her, and then she believed she was indeed ill in mind. Travel did not help her. There had been months of unrest, of curiously painful wonderment that her position, her wealth, her popularity no longer sufficed. She believed she had lived through the dreams and fancies of a girl to become a woman of the world, and she had gone on as before, a part of the glittering show, but no longer blind to the truth, that there was nothing in her luxurious life to make it significant. Sometimes, from the depths of her, there flashed up at odd moments intimations of a future revolt. She remembered one evening at the opera when the curtain had risen upon a particularly well-done piece of stage scenery, a broad space of deep desolateness